Very frustrating. We've picked the exactly same team as last week, who performed so well against a Newcastle team who looked like they'll go on to get promoted. Dominated the game, should have got more out of the game last week, and then it's a Jekyll and Hyde performance. I felt we got out battled today, and that's the disappointing part of it. We're a good footballing team, but teams aren't going to go and let us play all the time, and we can do the job on us and got it in our faces, stopped us playing. I mean, the surface isn't great here. And we didn't pass it as well as we can, and we caused ourselves problems.
It was an unfortunate second goal. What did you make of that?
Well, for about 30 seconds before it, I think we missed four tackles, and that just about summed our game up today. We're very rare that that's like us. I don't think we've thrown in one of them performances for a while. But we've missed four tackles, and then Harley slides in an own goal. We'd had a warning about the first goal when we'd lost the ball cheaply. They got the other side of us and hit the post. And then pretty much the same happened again.
You did improve second half. How unfortunate, how unlucky were you in the end?
I don't think it was unlucky. I thought they deserved to win. We got a goal back, but we never really got up ahead of steam. They defended stoutly, and for me, I thought they kept us at bay. We've had a couple of chances, John Egan on the half turn and Lasavibe's flash one past the post, but Jacobs has had one to put them 3-0 up as well, where he's put wide. We got what we deserved today. Last week we didn't, today we did.
What's the reason behind that, would you say?
Well, I think we need to learn the last 10 minutes of the game, we had to miss midfield out because, they didn't want us to go and play in there. They went man for man all game in there and stopped us playing, and we had to go and hit the front man a little bit more and play off him. And we've done that the last 10 minutes and got a goal. But we have to learn that sometimes you have to play different types of football.
Scott Hogan wasn't in the team. He wasn't on the bench either. What does that mean?
Well, it means that Scott's trained all week. He had a bit of a tight hamstring yesterday. Flagged it up to me, or the medical staff yesterday. He wanted to play, but I felt he felt it would be a risk to play as well. It's very difficult when I think a player is getting starved of football when he wants to play. But speculation and phone calls are turning his head, and I can understand the player. I'm not hanging him out to dry at all, because he's justified in doing what he's doing at the moment, in terms of, if he's feeling a tight hamstring, and with what's he's been told is on offer for him, it's very hard for him to go out and play.
How do you expect that situation to be resolved?
Well, it has to resolve itself, because we're starving a young lad who's had bad injuries of playing football, and that's what he wants to do. He's a great lad. He's come back from two horrific injuries. He's done really well this season, and we're being starved of him at the moment. And something has to change with the rules, because it seems to be happening all across the leagues at the moment in different teams.